الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durus Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, in our last Jumu'ah talk, not the previous week, the week before that, we were going through the verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat, it's in Juz 26 of our Quran. And this surah talks about the communal affairs, social etiquettes. How should we be living in a community, in a society? What's our responsibility? And alhamdulillah, we were going through the verses. In the very first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the very first thing that we all need to be aware of is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Whatever Allah says, we'll accept it. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا And obviously thereafter comes our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not cross that boundary. And subhanAllah, straight after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something of very, very importance, and that is the adab and etiquette and manners that we need to have for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the very second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ That do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, like how it was applicable when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with us, and it's also applicable to us today. Even when he has left this world, this ayah also applies. What does that mean? That when the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being recited, or when the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being taken, we show that respect and manners towards it. Adab. Do not raise your voice. And as I was mentioning in our last talk as well, that the least that we should all do is that whenever the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam we take or we listen to it, we straight away read sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We send blessings and salutation on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the next ayah, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the concern of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when it came to showing respect to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there would be so much particular. They would be so much particular that they would make sure that they don't cross the limit. They would show that much of respect to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the next ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. That those who suppress their voices in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the people that Allah has tested their hearts for purity. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. These are the people that Allah has given them taqwa. Where did they get taqwa from? Obviously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not just get it like that. They had to put in effort. They made something, they put in effort from their side, and obviously in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them taqwa. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them will be forgiveness and a great reward. Now the two ayats that I've just recited, in these two ayats, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? See, you know, the Sahaba, those who were in Madinatul Munawwara, obviously they were well acquainted with the social manners and etiquettes. They would show that respect to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes what would happen is, you know, there were some people who would come from far away places, from villages, Bedouins. They were not much well acquainted with the social manners. They were not aware so much of the etiquette and adab that we need to have. So on one occasion, what happened was, there was a group of people, a Bedouin man, who came to Madinatul Munawwara, and outside the houses, the apartments which were made for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now remember, in those days, the houses were not like how we've got today. There were apartments that were made. And even today when we go, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all again and again to Madinatul Munawwara. When we go there today, in the museum, they do show that 3D replica, how the houses were in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it were like the apartments, rooms. So this Bedouin man, one day he came, and outside the apartments of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shouted out loud to call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loudly. Very loud. And the time that he came was an afternoon time, where, you know, normally the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a midday nap, which we call it qailula. So it was during that time that this man came and he shouted out loud. On that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِن وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That those people who call you out loudly outside the apartments, most of them lack understanding. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Most of them lack understanding. Now what they should have done was, Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. What they should have done was, they should have waited for you outside, and then when you had went out to them, that's when they would have presented the matter in front of you. They should have waited outside and let you come out of your apartment, and then they should have presented the case in front of you. So this is the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran. Subhanallah. Now, if you recall the first few verses that we did, and if you recall the incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, just to summarize, was that once there was a tribe, a delegation that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was a need to appoint somebody a leader. So, you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu was asked for their opinion. So they gave the opinion, oh, this person should be the leader. Umar radiallahu anhu gave his opinion. And during this discussion that was going on, their voices raised. Allah revealed the ayah, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also saw that from that point onwards, how much of caution would they exercise? That we will make sure that our voices does not raise again in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in those verses, if you see those verses, the warnings which Allah gave was very serious warnings. That if you raise your voice, أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that Allah may wipe out your deeds, and you will not be aware of it. So the warnings there was very, very stern. But if you look at these ayats, what this man, the Bedouin man, had done was, he was calling out loudly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And it comes in narration that he did not even use the words of, like, you know, Ya Rasulullah. He did not even call that. He called the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name. He said, Ya Muhammad. Loudly. So, but on this occasion, we see that the warning was not so serious as it was earlier. In the previous case, the case of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. What lesson do we learn from this? See, many a times, we may deal with people who are not well acquainted with the social etiquettes, or they might lack the knowledge. Then we need to deal with them in that particular manner. And if somebody else does a thing, a mistake, and he is well aware that how should he behave, then we need to hold them on a stricter grounds. We cannot be dealing everyone in the same manner. No, because not everyone has got the correct and same understanding of deen. Here, these Bedouin people, the man who shouted out loud, obviously he was not aware of the social manner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. That had he waited outside and waited for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come out, it would have been better for them. Now, one more lesson that we learn from here is, see, the Sahaba had so much of adab and respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would wait out and they would not bother the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would wait out and let the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come out. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, that's when they would present their case in front of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lesson for me and you is that even today, when we have our elders, our scholars, then we should be also considerate of their convenience. For example, if we've got some question, if we want to ask them something, he may be very busy. He is busy with teaching dars or hadith. We need to be considerate of the convenience. Like, we should not be disturbing them on a time that we know this is the wrong time to disturb them. Or the least is, we take, you know, in advance, we take a time out. That can you give me some time? I want to speak to you. These are the manners that we derive from these ayat. And another thing that we learn from this is, subhanAllah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came out, he did not shout out loud. He did not scream, oh, what are you doing? No, he dealt the matter in a very wise way. So in a similar manner, as leaders, as husbands, as fathers, if, you know, any of these occasions arise, then we need to solve the matter with a calm head. Do not react to it straight away and then, you know, in anger, you know, take such decision that later on we just regret over it. No. Deal the matter in a calm manner, in a calm way. That's how you'll deal, you know, subhanAllah, many a times what happens is we rush to take some decision. We're so quick and we say those things out that later on we just keep on regretting. Oh, I should not have done that. Oh, I should not have said it. I'll just end on a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates this hadith. And he says that a man once came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. عِذْنِي وَأَوْجِزْ. Give me some advice and keep it brief. Keep it brief. Not a big lecture, big lecture. I just want a brief advice from you. SubhanAllah. Who else can give the best bayan than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who else can give a better bayan than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advices. SubhanAllah. Just take this from today's, our talk. Three advices that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Number one, he said, فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ. That whenever you stand up for salah, whenever you pray your salah as if this could be your final salah. When you're standing in salah, it's possible. When we are standing, for example, our Jum'ah salah, it could be that this is our last salah. So whenever you stand for salah, pray your salah as if this is the last salah. Number two, وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. That do not utter something that later you have to apologize for that. Think before you speak. Don't utter such statements that later on that you'll keep regretting. Oh, why did I say that? I should not have said it. So think before before we have spoken, before we speak, we have the option of speaking it or not to speak it. But once we've already spoken it, once we have taken it outside, our mouth is gone. وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. That's the number two. Number three, the third advice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave was, وَأَجْمَعِ الْأَيَاسَ مِمَّا فِي عَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That do not keep on looking at the possession of others. Meaning don't hope something from other human being. Oh, see, he's so wealthy, I need to keep in contact with him so that I can gain some worldly benefit from that person. No, always have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't keep your eyes, don't hope from another person. The other person, how much would he give you? Firstly, he'll not give you anything. Or secondly, even if he wants to give it to you, how much would he give it to you? He'll only give it to you so much that it will suffice you maybe for a year or two. Or if he's very, very generous, it might suffice you for the entire life. But what about in the hereafter? So do not hope for any worldly possession from any other one, but always hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three advices, beautiful advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pray our salah as if this is our last salah. Number two, do not utter before thinking. Always think before you speak. And number three, always have hope. And you know, our hope should only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is the one that will give it to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding of deen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya 'alas salaam, Hayya 'alas salaam, Hayya 'alal falaah, Hayya 'alal falaah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala mahabbatahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-iman wa ja'ala sunnatahu tariqan lidukhul al-jinan. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وسيد الإنس والجان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله فهي وصية الله لجميع خلقه ووصية رسوله لأمته. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون. عباد الله، هذا ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، شديد الحب له قليل الصبر عنه. فأتاه ذات يوم وقد تغير لونه ونحل جسمه ويعرف في وجهه الحزن، فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما غير لونك؟ قال: يا رسول الله، ما بي ضر ولا وجع، غير أني إذا لم أرك اشتقت إليك واستوحشت وحشة شديدة حتى ألقاك، ثم ذكرت الآخرة وأخاف ألا أراك هناك، لأني عرفت أنك ترفع مع النبيين، وأني إن دخلت الجنة كنت في منزلة هي أدنى من منزلتك وإن لم أدخل لا أراك أبدا. فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسول ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. يا أمة محمد، قد امتن الله ببعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ففتح الله به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا، فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. إنه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذكر العباد فهو إمامهم، وإذا أشير إلى العلماء فهو معلمهم، وإذا أشيد بالشجعان فهو قائدهم، وإذا مدح الدعاة فهو قدوتهم. ما رآه أحد إلا هابه، ولا عاشره أحد إلا أحبه. صاحب الوجه والوضاء والطهر والصفاء، دائم الابتسام، مليع الوجه كالقمر ليلة البدر، أحسن الناس خلقا وخلقا، أتقاهم لله وأخشاهم، يخالط الفقير والمسكين، يجلس على الأرض ويأكل عليها، يخصف نعله ويخيط ثوبه ويخدم أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. أيها المؤمنون، لن يكتمل الإيمان في قلوبنا ولن نذوق حلاوته حتى نحبه صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من أنفسنا وأهلينا وأموالنا والناس أجمعين. فنحبه ونمتثل بما جاء به من المكارم والمحاسن والفضائل في العسر واليسر، وعلى صعوبة الأمر وسهولته، وبلائنا ورخائنا ومنشطنا ومكرهنا. بارك الله لي ولكم، واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خصنا بخير نبيه وأكرم كتبه، والصلاة والسلام على محمد أفضل رسله، محبته من الإيمان، وسنته طريق الجنان، وعلى آله العظام وأصحابه الكرام. أما بعد، فأيها المسلمون، إن البرهان الصادق لمحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو تعظيمه وإجلاله وطاعته من غير غلو ولا جفاء. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. ومحبته صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها المحبون عمل واستقامة واقتداء وبذل وتضحية لهذا الدين، وتوقيره والدفاع عنه وكثرة الصلاة والسلام عليه. فاللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد، وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي الفضل المبين، وآل بيته الطاهرين، وعن الصحابة أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين، والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك، وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك، وحب حبيبك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم احفظ بلادنا وبلاد المسلمين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين، اللهم حلل المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين، وارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين. اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. تعادلوا عباد الله، فإن الله أمر بقوله: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten yourselves. Ensure there is no gaps in between. Jazakallah.